So Lord, we do thank you for your goodness. Thank you that we can be together this afternoon.
主啊，我们为您的两三的献上感恩，就是我们感谢您呢。今天下午我们可以聚在一起。
And we thank you that your command is to rejoice, and we do rejoice in you. We recognize that there are many problems in the world and many problems in our lives, Lord. But we pray that you'll help us to focus on yourself and that your blessings will flow to us.
主啊，您呢命令我们，我们要喜乐。喜乐的时候呢，我们的焦点要放在您身上，因为我们知道呢，就是这世界上有很多其他的问题，有很多痛苦。但是呢，我们要把我们的眼睛放在您身上，我们有喜乐。
And so we pray that you will indeed bless us. We thank you for each one here. We pray the rich blessing of God upon each one.
所以呢，我们祷告您会赐福给我们。我们感谢呢每个到场的人。所以我们祈求呢，神的赐福会降临在我们每个人身上。
And somehow, by the power of the Spirit of God, take the truth of God today and use it to mold and to beautify our hearts.
所以呢，就是说我们祷告，祈求您用圣灵的大能去呢，塑造我们的内心，让我们呢更多的去关注主。And
we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thank
you. All right, so we've been going through on Tuesday afternoons, we've been going through the book of Exodus.
因为在星期二的下午，我们一直在学习呢出埃及记。And
much of the latter part of the book of Exodus is a statement, the detail, excuse me, of the fact that what Moses told them to do, they actually did.
因为出埃及记的后面的那部分呢，其实主要是告诉我们，就是说是摩西呢，他告知他去做，按照去做一些事情，但是他做到了。There's
great truth there. That is the role that we should be playing. When instructed by the Lord to do something, we should do it.
所以这个呢，里面呢就是有一个伟大的真理在那里。当主呢指示我们去做一些什么事情的时候呢，我们要去做。To
do God's work, God's way is the great responsibility we all have.
所以呢，按照神的方式去做神的工，这就是我们每个人的都应该有的极大的责任。And
so much of the last chapters are repetitive in terms of their content, and they describe precisely what the people did for Moses.
所以在这个里面呢，就是说是，这一章里主要是呢，精确的讲出一些细节，当他们按照要怎么去做，他们为摩西所做的。So
we last week we got down, I'm going to say, to the last verse of chapter 39.
所以呢，就是上一星期呢，我们就是说是我要说呢。 就是学到最后一节39节。And
here is a delightful summary of those verses that went before.
这就是一个非常的令人喜悦的，就是一个总结，就是对前面的经文。It
says, then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. This is chapter
39:43。39:43，OK。因为在第39章第43节呢，说呢，就是摩西看一切工作做成了，就给祝福，看哪耶和华怎样吩咐，他就怎样做了。And
it's interesting the emphasis. It says, "And indeed, they had done it just as the Lord had commanded, just as so they did it."
所以这个呢，就是这里非常有意思，说看了耶和华怎样吩咐了，他就怎样做了。And
Moses blessed them.
所以摩西呢祝福他们。That's
what the Lord did. The Lord blessed them for doing what he had asked them to do.
就是那就是主所做的，主那就是说赐福给他们，他们已经要做的事情。And
so it will be for us. The Lord will bless us as we do exactly what he asked us to do.
对我们也是用的，如果我们严格的按照主要求我们的去做的话，那主也会赐福给我们。So
they had made all the items for the tabernacle.
因为他们把那个就是会幕里的一切的东西呢都做好了。
chapter 40, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
第四十章的第一节第二节，耶和华告诉摩西，正月初一日，你要立起会幕的帐幕。
So this was the anniversary of the, of the leaving of the children of Israel out of Egypt.
在这里呢，就是说是那个以色列的孩子们离开埃及的周年庆。
Actually, they didn't leave until the 14th day of the month.
所以呢，实际上呢，他们在那个一月的第十四日，他们还没有离开。
But they spent the first 13 days of the month in preparation to leave.
因为呢，他们呢，当时呢，就是说是花了13天的时间去准备离开。
So there's a sense in which this is the first anniversary of their departure from Egypt.
但是这个意义上呢，说呢，就是说是他们离开埃及的时候呢，第一个周年庆。
So their responsibility then was that they were to set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. They were to set that up on the first day of the new year.
所以呢，他们的整件事呢，他要在正月初一日要立起会幕的帐幕。
And then over the next verses, we're going to read about the fact that each item was put where it's supposed to be put.
所以在后面的几节经文呢，我们要读到呢，每一样东西呢，都要放在他们该放的地方。
Verse 3 says, you shall put in it the ark of the testimony and partition off the ark with the veil.
所以第三节说呢，把见证柜安放在里面，用幔子将柜遮掩。
So the first item to go into the tabernacle was the item that represented the Lord himself.
所以第一件第一个家具要放到那个帐幕里的呢，就是那个家具呢，代表主自己的。
Everywhere you go in the Bible, the Lord is first. He must be first.
所以你在圣经的每个地方呢，主是第一位的，他必须是第一位。
All right, so really from verses 4 to 8, then you have the articles of furniture of the tabernacle being set ready to go.
所以从第四节到第八节呢，就是基本上是所有的那些艺术品和家具呢，要放进去的。
And verse 9 then says, and you shall take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is in it, and you shall hallow it, and it, all its utensils, and it shall be holy.
第九节说呢，用膏油把帐幕和其中的都抹上，使帐幕的一切器具成圣，它就成圣。
So each of these items were dedicated to the Lord, but they were to be anointed in such a way that they could be of service to the Lord.
所以呢，这所有的这些家具呢，都是献给主的。就是从某种意义上呢，他们要膏，用膏油去膏，膏了以后呢，这些所有的器具东西呢，都可以去服侍主了。
So it is for the Christian. Each of us are to be for the Lord's service, but we've got to be anointed.By the Holy Spirit to be used of the Lord. One thing to be, it's another thing to be used.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们做基督徒来说呢，我们要借着圣灵的膏呢去做神的工。你是那个东西是一件事，你去被神使用又是另外一回事。
Now when you get to verse 12, you get another theme. It says, then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle.And wash them with water.
第十二节呢，你进入了另外一个主题。第十二节说，要使亚伦和他的儿子们到会幕口来用水洗身。
So the articles were to be made, and the sons were to be prepared.
这些呢，艺术品和家具呢要做好，然后他们的儿子们呢要准备好。
And they were to be anointed, and they were also were necessary to be washed.
他们呢，就是所有都要被膏，然后呢，很有必要，他们要洗身。
All right, so verse 16 says, then, or thus did Moses, according to all the Lord had commanded him, so he did.
第十六节说呢，摩西这样行了，凡耶和华所吩咐他的，他都照着行了。
And remember now, that theme is repeated over and over and over. What the Lord commanded, he did.
所以你们要记住这一个主题呢，不断的重复。那么主呢，吩咐了他，他都照着行了。
And so verse 17, it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up.
第十七节说，第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。
They'd been brought out of Egypt for a purpose.
他们呢，就是说被从埃及带出来是有目的的。
The purpose from a selfish point of view was that they were delivered from bondage, from slavery.
所以呢，这样的目的和意义呢，就是说他们被救出来，从自私的角度上来说呢，他们脱离了奴隶的那样的奴役。
But from God's point of view, they were raised up, they were brought out of Egypt in order to be His people, they were brought to be with Him.
因为从神的观点来看呢，他们被带出来了，就是神要兴起他们，让他们成为神的子民。
And so on the first day of the second year, they were able to be with Him and He with them in the context of the tabernacle.
这里面呢，第二年呢，就是他们呢，就是说才能真正的和主在一起。咱们说呢，这个意义上呢，说是从那个帐幕会幕的意义上的时候呢，他和他们在一起。
So, verse 18 says Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars.
第十八节说，摩西立起帐幕，安上带槽的座，立上板，搀上山，立起柱子。
So he's putting the outside of the tabernacle up, and then when that's done, we're going to read verse 21. He brought the ark into the tabernacle.
所以他把那个帐幕的那个外围那些立起来，后面呢，我们读到呢，他会把那些器具都带进那个帐幕里。
So all the items, all the articles were prepared, they were anointed, they were ready, and then they set up the outside of the tabernacle, put up the pillars, put up the veils, made the whole thing there, and then they brought everything into its right position.
因为所有的那些器具和那艺术品都已经准备好了，他们都高了，已经准备好可以使用了，但他们把那些帐幕啊、灶棚啊、其他的东西呢都搞好了以后呢，这所有的东西呢都要放到他们该放的位置上去。
And so everything was put in position. Verse 30, he set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar and put water there for washing.
然后就是所有的一切都安放好了以后，第三十节说呢，把洗漱盆安在祭会的帐篷和坛的中间，盆中盛水以便清洗。
So everything was done and ready to go, and then the laver was to be used to wash the people because they were going to do the service of God. They had to be washed at the end of everything they did.
因为所有事情都准备好了，已经要开始实行了。实际上这个时候呢，就洗漱瓶呢、洗漱盆呢就准备好了，准备好了。因为所有的要去做神的工作的人呢，他们应该先呢洗涮自己。
Verse 31, and Moses, Aaron, and his sons washed their hands and their feet with water from this laver.
第三十一节说呢，摩西和亚伦并亚伦的众子在这盆内洗手洗脚。
When they went into the tabernacle of meeting, when they came near the altar, they washed as the Lord had commanded Moses.
第三十二节，他们进会幕会就近坛的时候。都便都清洗，这是照耶和华吩咐摩西的。
So washing and washing and rewashing was part of the service of God.
所以呢，清洗、清洗、再清洗，这是服侍神的一部分。
And there's a simple principle for us there.
其实这里呢，有给我们一个就是简单的原则。
As we go through the Christian life, as we go through life in general, we will find.The temptation to do what is wrong, and we often do what is wrong in our mind or in our action, or we come in contact with something that is wrong.
这个里面呢，就是说是在我们基督徒人生或者在我们的人生的过程中呢，我们有这样的诱惑去做一些什么坏事，但实际上呢，在我们的大脑里或者在我们的行动里，我们真的就是做了一些坏事。
Verse 31 says, And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet with water from the laver.
第三十一句是摩西和亚伦便养的粽子在这盆内洗手洗脚。
How often do you wash your hands, especially when you're working in the kitchen during the day? How often do you wash your hands?
你有多经常的洗你的手呢？特别是呢，你在那个厨房里工作的时候呢，你有多经常的洗手呢？
Well, the answer is many times.
答案是很多次。
That's good.
这是好的。
I would rather eat a meal prepared by somebody who washed their hands many times than eat a meal prepared by somebody who didn't bother to wash their hands.
所以呢，我宁愿呢去吃一个人呢他经常洗手的人准备的食物，而不是吃那个他不想洗手的人准备的食物。
So it is with the Christian. Keep on saying, Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, guide me. Keep on washing your hands.In the presence of the Lord as you go through each day.
所以呢，我们在作为基督徒的时候呢，我们要对主来说呢，主啊，求你引领我，就是引导我。所以呢，你要经常去主面前，就是说是去洗你的手，确保你服侍。
Verse 32, when they went into the tabernacle of meeting, and when they came near the altar, they washed as the Lord had commanded them.
三十二节，他们进会幕会就近坛的时候，都边清洗，是照着摩西吩咐，是照着耶和华吩咐摩西的。
And he raised up verse 33, the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
第三十三节，在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院门的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
I guess that would be a pretty happy time, wouldn't it?
我呢猜那是一个非常快乐的时间，是不是？
How long have they been preparing that work?
他们准备那这样的工作准备多久了呢？
Well, since the beginning of the third month, they really had done it for 9 or 10 months.
从第三个月就开始准备了，他们实际上呢做了大概9到10个月的准备。
I think they were happy when the work was finished.
我认为那工作做完了，他们会非常高兴。
I think they were awestruck.When they saw what it was like all standing up as it should be.
所以呢，我认为他们感到非常的兴奋。当他们呢，就是看到所有东西都做好了，该放的东西都放在该放的位置上的时候。
I think they were happy, but during the months that preceded that, I think they probably said, "This is a lot of hard work."
所以我认为他们就是说是非常的高兴，因为在完工前一个月呢。他们会说呢，哎呀，好多艰难的工作还要做。
What if it was your job to prepare the candlestick?
因为如果是你的工作，你去准备灯台了。
And you take your hammer and you hammer 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, hammer year, month after month after month, you'd get pretty tired of hammering.
因为你用锤子去锤那块金子，就是一天呢锤8个小时，一个星期锤一个那个5天。然后呢，一个月一个月成年的这么去敲，你会感到非常的疲惫。
And so if I were Moses, I think I'd be awfully happy at the end of verse 33. So Moses finished the work.
所以我认为呢，如果我是摩西呢，我在第33节呢，就会非常高兴，因为这里说呢，摩西就完了工。
I believe that the Israelites were very coordinated. They were very efficient. And on this first day of the month, they...managed to erect the tabernacle. I think in the afternoon they looked at it and they said, "It's done. Absolutely wonderful. It's done."
我认为呢，以色列人呢，他们非常的火作，非常的工作有效。然后呢，在第一个月的时候呢，当他们把这个呢，帐幕立起来的时候，他们就说了啊，这个非常的美，这一切都做完了。
Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting.And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
第三十四节，然后一朵云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣耀也就充满了帐幕。
Where had the cloud been?
那么云彩是从哪里来的？
Well, it's the cloud that led them to Mount Sinai. It was the cloud that protected them every day.
所以这个就是那个云彩呢，把他们带到西奈山，这里是那个每天都保护他们的那个云彩。
And the cloud was either on the mountain or near them, one place or another.
所以呢，这个呢，云彩呢，或者是在山顶上，或者是在靠近他们，或者在这个地方，或者在那个地方。
that in the afternoon, and I presume it would have been at the time of the evening sacrifice.
因为这个下午呢，我相信呢，就是说是在那个晚祭的时候。
The cloud, what did it say? The cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting.
因为这个这里怎么说的呢？就是因为云彩停在其上。The
cloud came down on the tabernacle and covered the tabernacle.
云彩遮盖会幕，云彩拿下来，并且呢遮盖了会幕。
I'm not sure what happened there, but I think that if you were standing looking at the tabernacle, the whole thing would have disappeared from your sight as the cloud came down and covered it.
我不知道那里到底发生是什么。我认为呢，如果你站在那里，你就会发现呢，这个帐幕一下从你眼前消失了，因为有一朵云彩过来，把整个的会幕呢，全部都给它盖住了。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以呢，耶和华的荣耀充满了帐幕。
Now I think the people who were standing on a hill to the west or east probably didn't see the glory.
因为我认为那些站在山上的、山坡上的，或者说从东到西的时候呢，他们有可能看到了荣耀。But
there could have been some in the tabernacle, I'm not sure, they would have seen the glory.
所以呢，我不是很确定他们看不看得见会幕，但是他们肯定看见了荣耀。But
in particular verse 35, Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested on it and the glory of the Lord filled it.
但是在35节说呢，特别的讲到，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并耶和华的荣耀充满了帐幕。So
Moses wasn't in there. Moses couldn't go in, but Moses saw the amazing sight. The cloud had come down and the glory was in there. Somehow he knew the glory was there and he knew he could see that the cloud had covered it.
因为这个摩西呢，他不在帐幕里，他也进不去。但是呢，从某种方法，他能够看到云彩呢停在其上。就算他进不去呢，他也可以感觉到神的荣耀呢充满了帐幕。
What do you think Moses said?
你认为摩西说的什么？
He probably said, "Thank you, Lord. This is wonderful."
他有可能说呢，就是说是感谢主，这个太美了。
What did the people say?
那那些人们说什么？
All around the tabernacle were the people.
所有的百姓都围绕着帐幕。
And from near and far, they could all see that the cloud had covered the tabernacle.
所以从远处，从近处，他们所有的人都可以看见云彩遮盖了会幕。
And they rejoiced in what was happening.
他们为所发生的事情喜乐。
Now it's interesting here that the theme of the cloud is picked up. It's not just that they had finished the work, but it was that the cloud had accepted the work.
所以这个里面呢非常有意思的是，那这个云彩呢，它再次来了，再次来了，这个主题又出现了。出现以后呢，它这个云彩出现，证明了神呢接纳了、悦纳了他们的工作。It's
one thing to do a job.
所以做一个工作是一回事儿。It's
another thing to find that the boss accepts the job you do.
所以呢，就是你发现呢，你的老板呢接受了你的工作，又是另外一回事儿。Sometimes
you do a big job, you hand it to the boss says, "Oh, I'm busy and just something else."
所以呢，有时候呢，你做了一个大的项目，然后你交给老板，老板说啊，非常忙，就放在一边了。But
here the Lord is in the cloud. And he's come down and he said, Moses, and to all the other people, Aholiab and Bezalel and all the others who worked on the ark, on the tabernacle, he says to them all, "I have accepted the work that you have done."
在这里呢，就是说那个神在那个帐幕里，在云彩里，他对所有的那些哈利啊，还有拜子他们所做的工，还有其他人所做的工作呢，他说你们所做的工作呢都非常好，我已经悦纳了。
Eileen Bone was over 100 years old when she went home to heaven last week.
所以上个星期呢，当艾琳·蹦回天家的时候呢，她是100多岁。
What do you think God said to Eileen when she went home?
你认为呢？当他回天家时候，神跟艾琳说的什么
？You think he said, "Well done, Eileen, did a good job."
你认为神说呢？干得好，做得不错，艾琳。
That's what I'm hoping he's going to say to me.
这是我希望神对我所说的话。
That's what you're hoping he's going to say to you.
这也是你们的希望呢，就神会这么说你。
Now remember, Moses did all that was commanded, and he finished the work.
你要记住呢，那摩西呢，照着一切他被命令所做的，他做完了。
That's what God wants of you and me.
这就是神想要你我所做的。
Verse 37 now. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day. The fire was over it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
第三十七节，云彩若不收上去，他们就不起程，直到云彩收上去。日间耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上，夜间其上有火，在以色列全家的面前，在他们所行的路上，都是这样的。
This is thrilling. The cloud was there when the tabernacle was completed.
因为这个呢，对吧？非常的惊奇。当那个会幕建好以后呢，云彩在那里。
And it stayed there.
停留在那里。
And you can imagine Moses going to bed at night, and the cloud has turned to a pillar of fire, and then he wakes up in the morning, and he looks up, and the cloud is still there.
因为你可以想象的，摩西的那天晚上睡觉之前呢，那个云彩呢，它呢在那里变成一个火炬，然后呢，他早上起来以后呢，发现云彩仍然在那里。
I think Moses would have said, "This is wonderful." The cloud is still there.
所以我认为摩西说呢，这个太奇妙了，那个云彩云烟仍然在那里。
And then when the cloud moved, the people moved.
然后呢，那个云彩移动，那百姓也移动。
Now that's very important.
这个是非常重要的。
A lot of people are happy to have the cloud there, but when the cloud moves, they say, "I don't want to move."
因为很多人呢，他们呢就是云彩在那的时候，他们非常的高兴。但是那个云彩移动的时候呢，他们说呢，我不想。
They say I'm getting very comfortable here. I don't want to move.
他说我在这里非常的舒服，我不想移动。
And so that's the issue. The cloud will move. We must follow the Lord.
所以这里就是这个问题。那么说呢，云彩的它必须移动，我们必须跟从主。
Mostly it's easier for us to stay put.Tend to follow.
所以呢，对我们来说呢，非常容易停在那里，而不是跟着走。
We've got to follow the Lord. No, we don't go on our own initiative. We've got to follow the Lord when He teaches us from His Word. We must obey it.
所以这个里面，我们必须跟从主，而不是走我们自己的方向。当呢，神呢通过他的道来教育我们的时候呢，我们必须顺服。
So this is the picture or the introduction, isn't it?So what comes next?
这就是一个画面，或者说是一个介绍，为将要来的事情，是不是？
What comes next in the Bible?
这圣经里下一步是什么？
Well, the book of Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy and so on. The cloud will keep moving.
圣经里面的下一步是利未记、民数记、生命记还有其他的书，所以呢，这个云彩呢必须移动。
The truth.Will keep on being elaborated, and the truth will lead on to greater and greater things.
所以那个就是真理呢，它会不断的展现。那么说真理呢，它呢要一步的往前移。
Make sure you follow the truth of God where it goes.
所以呢，要确保当那个神的真理去到哪里，你都要跟着去。
Now the book of Leviticus is a bit of a difficult book because it's the one that follows Exodus, but it follows it with specific instructions to the children of Israel and to their service as priests, Levites, and sacrificing people.
在这个里面呢，就是说是利未记。利未记呢是一本比较难读的书，因为它是紧接着出埃及记。出埃及在这里呢，就是说是主要的是讲述作为利未人，他们作为祭司，作为去服侍主，作为去献祭的这样的一些细节，他们要所要做的。
And it's particularly difficult for us because, you see, it's been almost 2,000 years since there have been any sacrifices.
对，那就是对我们来说特别的难懂，因为那你说，那就是2000多年来都没有献过祭了。
And these sacrifices were all pictures, but they are not our responsibility today. We follow the great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. We don't have to have any other sacrifices.
所以这个呢，献祭呢，对我们来说呢，就是说是一个途径。途径呢，那么它对我们来说呢，不是那么重要的，因为我们不用去做那献祭，因为我们主耶稣基督已经做上了伟大的献祭，所以呢，我们都跟着主耶稣。今天呢，我们不再去遵从那献祭了。So
the question that comes to me is, where should we be reading next?
所以呢，我有个问题呢，就是说下一步我们应该读哪本书呢？
And under normal circumstances, we could say, well, let's carry on to the book of Leviticus, but it would be a little bit hard for us to understand, hard for us to really pay rigorous attention.
所以呢，就是说是从那个就是正常的角度来说呢，我们自然而然就学习下一本书利未记。但是利未记呢，对我们来说呢是非常难以理解的。所以呢，我们如果是按照常规去学呢，对我们来说呢，好像理解不了。And
similarly, the books of Numbers and Deuteronomy would be somewhat hard for us to follow.
所以就是同样的呢，《民数记》和《申命记》呢，对我们来说呢，也是很难去读懂的书。So
I asked the Lord and said, Lord, would there be some other book that we might read that could be of great interest and value to us?
所以呢，我问了主，我说主啊，下一步呢，有没有哪一本书呢，对我们来说呢，我们会非常感兴趣，而且非常有价值的，让我们去读呢？
And so after praying about it, I thought maybe we should turn to the book of Daniel.
所以呢，就是说在祷告以后呢，我认为呢，我们应该去读一下但以理书。
Daniel is a somewhat more interesting book. The stories are downright exciting.
所以呢，这但以理书呢是一个就是说比较有意思的一本书呢，就是说是那么故事呢，它一个接一个呢，让我们感到非常的激动。
They have great interest to us from a personal point of view, from a parallel perspective point of view. They have great interest to us from a prophetic point of view.
所以这个呢，这个这本书呢，对我们来说是从我们个人的心情来讲呢，是非常有意思。同样呢，从那个预言的角度来讲呢，也是非常有意思的。
So I said, well, maybe we should do that. So I've been reading the book of Daniel, and frankly, I'm getting very excited.
因为呢，我认为呢，我们应该下一步就读但以理书。当我一想到要读但以理书呢，我就感到非常的激动。So
turn in your Bibles to the book of Daniel.
你把你的圣经翻到但以理书。Now
Daniel is a relatively small book. How do you find it in the Bible?
所以但以理书呢是相对来说一本比较小的书，那么你在圣经里怎么能够找得到呢？
And it actually follows a relatively big book in the Bible.
所以呢，实际上呢，它呢就是说是跟随着一部相对来说大的在圣经里的书。So
the book that precedes it is Ezekiel.
所以在前面的那本书呢叫以西结书。And
Ezekiel almost sounds like Daniel.
所以呢，以西结呢听起来好像但以理。The
suffix of each word are similar.
所以呢，就是说是那个后缀在两个，就是前缀在两个词里基本上是类似的。So
if you want to find Daniel, flip through your Old Testament, you'll find Ezekiel, and then just go to the next book. It's very easy.
所以你要想找到但以理书，那你就把你的圣经一下翻到以西结书，以西结书了后面接着就但以理书，非常容易。Okay,
so book of Daniel, many wonderful things about it. Including just the wonderful man Daniel.
这个里面呢，在但以理书呢，记载了很多奇妙的事情，当然包括这个奇妙的人但以理。And
the stories and the great prophecies and the fulfillment of those prophecies are very exciting.
所以这个故事还有那里面的预言，还有预言的实现呢，是非常令人兴奋的。
So we're going to read the stories as we go one at a time.
因为我们要读这样的故事，当我们一个一个读的时候。
Daniel chapter 1 and verse 1.
但以理书第一章第一节。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
Is that good or bad?
这是好的还是不好的？
It'd be pretty bad.
非常的好，糟。
I just said, what if you saw a line that said, in the next year, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Trump, decided to fight against Canada and besieged Vancouver.
所以呢，如果说呢，你在那个新闻头条上读到这样一句话，就是说我们加拿大总理马克卡尼还有美国的总统川普呢，他们决定开始打仗，然后呢，整个温哥华城市呢被包围了。
Or if it came from the other direction, and Mr. Putin said, "We're just going to flip over the North Pole and we're going to conquer Vancouver."
所以呢，就是如果从另外一个角度去看呢，那个普丁先生，他说他要越过北极，要征服呢温哥华。
And we would say, I don't like that.
我们说我们不喜欢。
All right, so verse 2 says, And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his gods. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God.
第二节说呢，主将由大王约雅敬并神殿下一部分器皿交付他手，他就把这些器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的殿，放在他神的库中。
So it wasn't just that the country was attacked.
所以这个不仅仅是这个国家受到了攻击。
But the first thing that's mentioned is that the things of God were attacked and destroyed or stolen.
所以这个里面第一件提到的事情呢，就是神的东西呢，他们受到了攻击，或者是毁掉了，或者偷走了。
What's more important?
哪一个更重要呢？
The things of God or the people?
是神的东西呢，还是百姓呢？
Well, the things of God are important. The people are too. But the things of God had been separated to God. Not all the people had.
所以这个里面呢，神的东西当然重要了，百姓也重要，但是神的东西呢，把从部分百姓中分别出来的，并不是为了所有的百姓。
And in a very simple way, remember, don't steal from God.
所以一个简单的方式呢，你要记住，不要偷神的东西。
Verse 3, Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants,And some of the nobles, young men, in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
第三节、第四节，王吩咐太监长雅施比拿，要他将以色列的孩子、以色列王的种子和首领中带几个人来，就是年少没有瑕疵，相貌俊美，通晓各种智慧，知识具备，懂得科学，足能侍立在王宫里，要教他们加勒底的学问言语。
Okay, so verse 2.It says, some of the articles of the house of God were carried into the land of Shinar.
所以这个第二节说呢，神殿中的一部分器皿，他就把这器皿带到示拿地。
Which of those articles do you think he took?
你认为他带了哪些那些器皿？
Well, the best.
最好的。
The most valuable.
最有价值的。
The most beautiful.
最美的。
The most unique.
最独特。
Can't take everything. They just take the best.
你拿不了所有的东西，他们只是拿了最好的。
Now he says to Ashpenaz, I want you to bring some of these people. Who do you think you should bring, Ashpenaz? And they decided they will only bring the best.
因为就是他跟那个亚述比拉说，那你要带一些人过来。那么说亚述比拉，你应该带什么样的人呢？当然了，要带最好的人。What
do we know about them?
我们对他们了解多少？
Well, verse 3, some of the king's descendants.
第三节说呢，他们中间有些王的后裔。What
are the chances of them being pretty extraordinary?
所以呢，就是你如果就是非常的例外的、非常的杰出的一个机会是什么？
Well, they'd been raised in the palace. Do you think they were raised to be lazy, or do you think they were raised to be kings?
所以呢，就是说他们是在王宫长大的。你认为他们被培养成呢懒惰的人呢，还是要被培养成为王呢？
You think they were taught and trained in order to be highly disciplined people so that they could run the kingdom profitably and frankly maintain the wealth of the family, the wealth of the position in the family of the king.
所以你认为他们是被教和训练，就是作为一些非常的自立的人，这样他们这些人呢，可以作为王来管理这个国家，尤其是管理整个王族的家族的资产和保护他们自己。So
some of the best of the king's descendants were chosen.
所以有些就是王的，就是最好的后裔选择了。Similarly,
some of the best of the nobles were chosen.
他们那些贵族的那些最好的孩子们被选择了。
Young men in whom was no blemish.
所以那是年少没有瑕疵,
but good looking.
相貌俊美,
gifted in all wisdom.
通晓各种智慧,
possessing knowledge.
知识具备,
quick to understand.
懂得科学,
having the ability to serve.
足能侍立在王室里的,
okay, so when you were in school and these qualifications were listed, do you think they would have chosen you?
因为当你在学校的时候，这种资格被列出来以后呢，你认为他们会选你吗？
And I think if I'd been in the classroom, the teacher would have said, "There's lots of boys in this room. I'm certainly not going to start with Harold."
所以呢，我认为呢，我在教室里让老师说呢，我们呢这里有很多人我要选，但是肯定不会从Harold开始。
They chose the best of the best.
他们呢挑选的中最好中的最好。Now,
if you were the best of the best, would you be happy to be taken captive to go 900 miles to Babylon, or would you rather stay home and have a game of tennis?
因为这个里面呢，就是说，如果说呢，你是那个最好中的最好的，你愿意呢被他们带到900英里之外的巴比伦去吗？还是你愿意其实待在那个你家里呢？
And they were chosen, verse 4, to serve in the king's palace.
所以呢，就是他们被选择呢，要能侍立在王宫里的。
To learn the language of the Chaldeans.
他们要学加勒底的学问言语。
And the literature of the Chaldeans.
这是加勒底的学问。
And I'm sure that they said, "I don't want that stuff."
他们呢，我很确定，他们说呢，我们不想要这些东西。
When I went to university, I would have been very disappointed if you told me I had to learn a foreign language.
当我上大学时呢，如果说呢，我必须去学一门外语，我会感到非常的失望。
And frankly, I was extremely happy when they finally released all foreign language requirements from me.
因为那个坦率的说呢，我非常的高兴，当他们呢最终呢说呢，我们必须学那些外语的时候。
And they had to learn the literature of the Chaldeans.
他们必须学呢，就加勒底的文学。
And if I were them, I would have said, "I don't want to learn that nonsense. Who wants to read all that nonsense?"
因为如果我在那里，我说我肯定不想学这些毫无道理的东西，学这些东西完全没有任何道理。
Do you think that Daniel and his friends and the others who were chosen, do you think that they were disappointed?
你认为呢，但以理还有他的其他的那些朋友们，他们被选择了以后呢，他们非常失望吗？
I think they were brokenhearted.
我认为他们心都碎了。
We don't read all the details here. We read about it elsewhere in scripture. But the fact is that when Nebuchadnezzar came in, he slaughtered.
所以这个里面呢，就是说啊，我们在这里呢没有读到很多的细节，但是在圣经的其他的地方，我们读到呢，就是当尼布甲尼撒来了以后呢，他实行屠杀。
I think they probably slaughtered Daniel's mother and father.
我认为有可能他把但以理的父母都屠杀了。
I think they slaughtered his sisters.
我认为他杀了他的姐妹们。
I think they probably were in the process of slaughtering him along with his brothers.
因为我认为呢，就是说是在那个杀他的姐妹们的同时呢，把他的弟兄也杀了。
But they noticed him.
但是他们知道他。
They said, you know, he's a good-looking kid.
就是说，你看这个孩子，他长得非常
漂亮。Maybe, maybe, and they probably asked him some questions.
有可能呢，问他一些问题。
And he gave them some very intelligent answers.
他会给他们非常的智商高的答案。
And they said, we'll keep him.
他们说呢，我们要留下他。
And he might very well have said to himself, it'd be easier to be killed.
他有可能他自己说呢，如果我被杀了，可能更容易一点。
And they put him in chains.
他们把他呢带上镣铐。
They probably mutilated his body.
所以呢，他们也可能呢就把他的身体呢也绑着。
And they left him to march 900 years, 900 miles, no, 900 kilometers through the agony of the heat of a Middle Eastern sun.
也就是我认为呢，他们就是他们要带命走那个从那个当时的他们住的城市走到巴比伦，就大概也900英里或者900公里，在那个。地中海的那个炎热的太阳的烤下走。
And they took him up to Babylon.
然后把他们带到巴比伦。
Can you imagine that on the way he said, "Why me?"
你可以去想象一下，在路上他会说，为什么是我呢
？I had all the potential of life before me.
我在人生面前摆着很多的潜力。
Now all my hope is lost.
现在我所有的盼望都失去了。
I'm nothing but a slave to this wicked, wicked, wicked community, country, and king.
原来就是我现在只是个奴隶，除了这个我什么都不是，我只是说这个非常的邪恶、邪恶、邪恶的社区和王的奴隶。
And he could have said it isn't fair.
他有可能说那这个不公平。
How old was he?
他当时多大
？We're not told.
这里并没有告诉我们。
God often takes men at around the age of 17.
所以神呢，通常呢，就是说这个人呢，在17岁的时候左右时候使用他。
I often think that that's how old he was.
我当然认为他是有那个年纪。
That's how old most people are when they go to university.
这就是在大多数人呢，他们上大学的年龄。
That's how old David was when he killed Goliath.
也就是说，那个大卫王呢，他杀了格利亚的时候的年龄。
I think he was in his teens. We can't prove that.
所以我认为他是青少年，但是我们却证明不了。
But I think he was a disappointed, broken-hearted boy.
所以我认为他是一个非常失望、心碎的男孩。
Verse 5.
注解。
And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank.And 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of the time, they might serve before the king.
因为就是那王派定将自己所用的食物和所饮的酒，每天给他们一份，养他们3年，满了3年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
Daniel, do you want to go to that university?
大以理，你想去上那个大学吗
？Daniel says, "No, of course not."
大以理说不，当然不想去。
Daniel, do you want to learn what you're going to learn there? You're going to learn all about the culture of the Chaldeans. You want that?
对的，你说那你要学什么呢？准备学什么呢？你要学的所有的就是关于那加勒底的文化，你想学吗
？He says, "No, it's all wrong."
不对
，I don't want to learn that.
不，全都错了，我不想学那些。
And then they say, "But Daniel, here's the good thing: you get to eat the finest of the king's food." And you get to drink the finest of the king's wine and alcohol.
因为他们说呢，但以理，这是一个非常好的交易。你要准备吃所有的最美的那样王的食物，喝最好的王所喝的酒。
Now, a lot of people would jump at that.
所以很多人呢会为这个欢呼跳跃。
I think the fact is, I've told you before, but there was a time in my life. when my company said to me, Harold, you can buy all the booze you want. You can drink all the liquor you want and we'll pay for it.
因为我认为呢，在那个就是说，在我的人生有那么个时间，我的公司的老板跟我说呢，Harold，你可以买所有的那些你想喝的酒，所有你想吃的东西，我们都会付账单。
And I said, frankly, that's not very enticing. I won't drink a drop.
因为我说呢，坦率说，这个对我来说呢，并不是很好，我一滴都不会喝。
You can eat all this fabulous food. You can eat all the foreign food that they can get. Nebuchadnezzar's food was second to none.
因为这就是说你可以，那就是说是吃这些所有的美食，这个所有的外国食品，所以说你吃的跟那个你讲的撒的是一样的。
And Daniel said to himself, might be second to none to you, Nebuchadnezzar. But the food that I want is the food that God ordained for his people to eat. I want to eat according to Moses' menu, not according to Nebuchadnezzar's menu.
这个就是答应你说呢，尼布甲尼撒可能对你来说呢就是独一无二的，但是呢对我来说不是这样的，我不想吃你的菜单，我想吃摩西给我的菜单。
What difference does that make?
这样呢，可以产生什么样的区别呢？
He's in the land of Babylon.
他在巴比伦这个国家。
He's at the Babylon University.
他在那个就是巴比伦大学学习。
He's Nebuchadnezzar's slave.
他是尼布甲尼撒的奴隶。
And he says, I don't want their food, I don't want their booze.
他说呢，我不想要他们的食物，我不想喝他们的酒。
Verse 6, now from among those the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Good names.
第六节说呢，他们中间有大的孩子，但以理、哈兰尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, to Azariah Abednego.
然后第七节呢说呢，太监长给他们起名，称但以理为胡提沙撒，称哈兰雅为沙拉德，称米沙利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。Well,
that's one thing. When you get there, basically they were saying, Daniel, forget everything about your old life. I'm even going to give you a new name.
所以那个呢，就是这样的一个事情。他们带领你吃到那里吃了，他们说呢，带领你，我要你忘记你过去的人生的一切，我甚至要给你起个新名字。Nebuchadnezzar
said, I'm going to give you the name of my God, not your God. I'm going to give you the name of a new God. You can be named after my God, Daniel.
然后呢，你不讲就算，但以理书呢？我要用我的神的名字给你起名，我不想要用你的神的名字给起名，但以理，我要用我的神的名字给你起名。What's
the name Daniel mean?
但以理的意思是什么？
It means God is my judge.
这个呢，说是神是我的法官。
He had a good name.
他一个好的名字。
He said, I'm going to live by that name.
他说我要活出这样的名字。
God is my judge.
神是我的法官。
Which means he knows all the bad things that have happened to me and my family.
所以这个意味着呢，神呢知道所有的在我身上和我家人身上发生的坏事情。
And he will judge.
那就是他会审判。
Question is, from what you now know about Daniel,
当然呢，这个就是到目前为止你知道的关于但以理。Did
God for him prove to be a faithful judge?
因为神呢向他证明呢，他是一个信实的审判官吗？
Yes.
是的。Anything
bad ever happened to you?
在你身上有没有发生过坏事呢？
You say yes.
你说有。If
you let God be your judge, will he prove to be a faithful judge?
如果呢，就是说是你让神做你的审判官，他会证明他是一个信实的审判官吗？
Yes.
会。
Okay. Now, God gave him the name Belteshazzar.
因为神给他们起名叫伯
Belteshazzar means, may God protect his life. Sorry, may Bel, the god of the Nebuchadnezzar, sorry, may Bel protect his life.
所以呢，就是说是你们讲是给丹尼起了个名字叫伯提沙撒。伯提沙撒什么意思呢？他说愿巴利，就是你们讲撒的神呢，保护他的生命。
Bel was Nebuchadnezzar's god.
所以巴利是尼布甲尼撒的神。
Did Nebuchadnezzar's God protect Daniel's life?
所以呢，就是尼布甲尼撒的神巴利有没有保护过但以理的生命呢
？No.
没有。
Did God prove to him that he was a faithful judge?
所以神有没有向他证明他是一个信实的审判官呢
？Yes.
有。
Now it's interesting. The other three men, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.They all had good names.
非常有意思的哈拉尼亚、米尼莎和亚撒利亚，他们都有一个好的名字。
Hananiah means the Lord Jehovah is gracious.
所以呢，亚拉尼亚呢，就是证明的神是蛮有恩典的。
Mishael means who is what God is like? Who's like God?
所以米沙利呢，就是说是神像谁？谁像神呢
？Azariah's name means Whom God helps.
所以呢，亚撒利亚呢，就是说是神会帮助。
And they all ended up with false gods.
那么所有的最终呢，都成为了那个就是假神。
Hananiah got the name Shadrach, which means he's under the command of Aku, the moon god.
这个里面呢，就是哈罗尼亚的那个名字呢，改成撒拉撒德拉，撒德拉呢。他是会被那个，就是说是他们的那个假神月亮神保护的。
Meshach's name means who is Aku like, or he is going to be just like the god Aku.
所以呢，就是米撒的意思呢，就是说是那个神那个阿库神他是怎么样子的，就是他会像那个阿库那个神一样。
And Abednego. The name Azariah, who was got the new name Abednego, it means the servant of Nebo, the other god.
因为亚撒利亚，他的名字呢，就是说是亚伯尼哥。亚伯尼哥呢，他是那个另外的一个神的仆人。
They all had names honoring the god that they followed when they were in Israel.
因为他们呢，就是在以色列时候，他们所有的都有个名字，他们跟着。就是跟从他们的神的那样的一个名字。
They were all given names honoring the false gods of the Chaldeans.
他们在加勒底呢，所有的人呢，都按照假神的名字啊起了名。
What did those men say?
那些人说什么
？You know, teenagers.
他们是一青少年。
What did they say?
他们说什么呢
？They said no.
他们说
We are not going to serve the other gods.Thank you very much, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm not going to serve your gods.
那些人说呢，我们不会。他们的青少年说，我们不会去服侍别的神。他说呢，你不讲句话，不，我们不会服侍你的神。
So, if you're not going to serve the false gods, where's it going to start?
所以呢，你要不想去服侍假神，你要从哪里开始呢
？Well, it's going to start in terms of what you eat.
所以呢，也要从你吃什么开始。
What you eat spiritually and what you eat physically.
所以你灵里吃什么，身体吃什么。
So, here we are now, verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies.
第八节说呢，但以你立志不以王的食物和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
What kind of a body did he have?
他有什么样的身体
？Well, according to the other verses, he had one of the most outstanding bodies that had been given to any of the people in Israel.
那些遵照其他的那些经文来说呢，他呢，有一个就是说在以色列人中间最杰出的身体。
If you wanted a university professor, who would you choose?
所以，如果你要一个大学教授，你会选择谁
？Well, you choose Daniel. He was very, very intelligent boy.
所以你是大学的教授的话，你会选择戴因理，因为他是一个非常智商高的孩子。
If you wanted an outstanding athlete, who would you choose?
如果你想要一个非常杰出的运动员，你会选择谁？
Or you choose Daniel.
你会选择戴因理。
He was the strength, the spitting image of a muscle man.
他呢，实际上是一个肌肉非常发达的人。
If you wanted a Hollywood actor, who would you have chosen?
如果你想挑一个好莱坞的男演员，你会选择谁？
You choose Daniel.
你选择戴因理。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was the best of the best of the best.
因为他是最好中的最好的。
In everything.
最好的，在每一样事情上都是最好的。
Who is the student most likely to succeed in life?
因为就是谁是那个学生在那个他的人生中最能成功的呢？
This is Daniel before he got into the university.
这就是戴因理在他那个进大学之前。
And all of these fine foods were given to him because Nebuchadnezzar said, these are going to be the best foods. They will continue to make you smart and to make you strong and to make you handsome.
所以这些所有的呢就是说是你们讲一下把这最好的食物的给他。他说呢如果你吃这些食物呢就是让你会变得继续的强大，最继续的强壮，继续的聪明，继续的健美。
Verse 8 again, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself.
第八节说呢，但以你却立志不以王的食物和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
He said, no, doesn't matter how tasty it is, doesn't matter how drunk it'll make you, I don't want any of that stuff.
不管这样的食物呢吃起来有多好吃，不管这些的酒能让我自己那醉醺醺的，我不想吃这样的东西。
So he said no to the portion of the king's delicacies, and to the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
第八节说，所以要求太监长容他不玷污自己。
That's pretty hard.
这个非常难。
So Daniel goes to this man and he says, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to drink that. Thank you very much.
因为戴因理呢去找这个人，他说呢我不想吃那些东西，我也不想喝那些酒，非常感谢。
But verse 9 says, but Daniel had been brought into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
第九节说神使戴因理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠受怜爱。
What are the chances?Of Daniel even hearing the chief of the eunuchs.
因为就是就算是但以理就算去听到这个就是太监长有多大的机会。
An answer, God had brought Daniel into favor.
答案是呢就是神呢让那个太监长呢喜爱但以理。
And all through Daniel's life, you'll find that here and there, he was brought into favor with this person, favor with that person. He was able to be heard. He was able to be understood. God was with him, in spite of the fact that he should never have been able to get these things.
这个里面呢，你在这个圣经里所有地方都得到但以理呢，他在这个地方，在那个地方，在这个人面前呢，他都会得到他们的喜爱。就是说是，其实从普通的情况来看呢，他根本不可能得到这些事情。
So Daniel said, I don't want to eat that stuff. I don't want to drink that stuff.
于丹尼说我不想吃那些东西，我也不想喝那些东西。
Verse 10, and the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and your drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king.
第十节，太监长在戴因理说：“我惧怕我主我王，他已派定你们的饮食。如果他见你们的面貌比你们同龄少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样，你们就是我的头，在王那里啊，保。”
Great country，
一个伟大的国家。
What happens if Daniel doesn't look good？
如果那戴因理如果看起来病殃的会怎么样
？What happens if Daniel is undernourished, malnourished？
所以呢，如果那就是如果那个戴因理那是营养不良会怎么样
？Nebuchadnezzar is going to kill this fellow Ashpenaz.
所以呢，就是说是尼布甲尼会杀掉这个太监长。
What happens if you say no to Nebuchadnezzar?
如果他对那个尼布甲尼撒说不会怎么样？
Nebuchadnezzar says, "Okay, I'll kill you. You're dead before supper time."
尼布甲尼撒说好吧，那我杀了你，你在吃晚餐之前你就吃不着了。
God reminded Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, that Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, was the kind of man who said, whom he will he slew, whom he will he kept alive. You didn't question Nebuchadnezzar. If he liked you, you stayed alive. If he didn't like you, off with your head.
这个里面呢就是说是神呢，他提醒那个尼布甲尼撒孙子伯萨利说：“你的祖父说呢，胜我者昌，逆我者亡。如果你像他的话呢，我就让你活着；如果你不像他，我把你杀了。”
So verse 11. So Daniel said to this man, Ashpenaz the chief steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel. He said, he said over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel said, please test your servants for 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink.
第十一节说，但但以理的太监长所派管理但以理哈兰尼亚米沙利亚撒利亚的米撒说，请你试试仆人们10天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝。
What would you rather eat?
你宁愿吃什么？
The finest food that Babylon could supply or vegetables.
所以呢，就是最好的美食，就是巴比伦可以提供的，还是吃蔬菜呢？
Now, with all due respect to vegetables, vegetables aren't my favorite food.
所以呢，就是所有的这样的蔬菜，蔬菜并不是我喜欢的食物。
Daniel says, feed us vegetables.
所以你说给我吃蔬菜。
What about water?
那水怎么样呢？
And Daniel says, I know the wine tastes good. I know that the wine will have an effect on me. It'll make me feel good.
所以呢，就是啊，我但以理说呢，酒不是我喜欢的东西。我认为那酒呢可能好喝，但是它会影响我。
But just give us water, please.
但是呢，只是给我们白水喝就可以了。
Do you think Daniel's food was exciting?
你认为但以理的食物非常的好吗？
If you had a sign out front of two restaurants, one restaurant said, for $10, you can get all the luxurious food you want and all the wine you can drink.
所以如果你可以选择两个餐厅，一个餐厅说呢， 你只要付10块钱，所有的美食，所有的酒任你喝。
And the sign next door says, for $10, you can get all the vegetables you can eat and all the water you can drink.
因为在隔壁那个餐厅说，那10块钱你可以吃所有的素菜和所有的白水。
Where's the longest line up going to be?
那么哪一个餐厅门前排队的长会长呢？
And Daniel says, you test this. Verse 12, please test your servants 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be examined before you and the countenances of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants.
第十二节呢，你说，请你试试仆人们10天，给我们素菜，吃白水喝。第十三节说，然后看看我们的面貌和吃王食物的那些少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。So
he put a test to them.
然后让他们试试。
And verse 15, at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who had ate the portion of the king's delicacies.
第十五节是过了10天，见他们的面貌比用王食物的一切少年人的肉身更加俊美肥胖。
How'd that happen?
这个怎么发生呢？
Would that happen if you decided you were going to have broccoli for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next 10 days? Do you think that you'd be better looking than anybody else in the room?
所以这个呢，如果说那你决定呢，就是什么早上、早餐、午餐、晚餐都吃百家丽，然后吃着一直吃好几天，你认为你的面相看起来比我们在这个教室的周围的人面相都会好吗？
And the answer is no. The only way you get there is if God said, I am going to reward you.
所以呢，答案是不是的？你会变成那样的，哎，唯一的原因呢，是神说呢，我要奖赏你。
Thus the steward took away the portion of the delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables.
所以呢，就是然后呢，就是说，于是在那里撤去他们的食物、饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。
Is all this fair?
这个都公平吗？
No.
不公平。
Daniel ate far better than that when he was in Jerusalem.
所以等于你在耶路撒冷的吃的比这里可好多了。
Everything was better when he was in Jerusalem.
在他呢，在耶路撒冷城的时候，那所有东西都比这里更好。
He was a broken-hearted teenager.
他是一个心碎的少年人。
What happens?
发生什么？
Verse 17.
第17节。
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature of all things and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
第十七节说呢，这四个少年人，神在各样学问智慧上给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦。
God gave them.
神呢赐给他们。
These wonderful things.
这些奇妙的东西。
What happened to their families? They were killed.
他们的家人呢？怎么样了呢？他们
What happened to their prospects in Israel? All taken from them.
因为他们在那个就是以色列的所有的那些财物都被拿走了。
God took away much.
所以神拿走了太多的东西。
And he gave them more.
所以呢，他赐给他们更多的。
Would you remember that?
你愿不愿意记住这一点呢？
If God takes away from you much, it's because He wants to give you more.
如果神呢从你那里拿走了很多的东西，是因为呢他想赐给你更多的。
God gave them superlative knowledge, understanding. He rewarded all of them.
所以呢，神呢赐给他们呢就是各样学问上的智慧和聪明知识，他奖赏了他们所有的人。
Verse 18, now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar.
第十八节说，尼布甲尼撒王说要带进，要带进少年人来的日子满了。
Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king.
所以太监长就把他们带到王面前，第十九节说，王与他们讨论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。
They all ranked up at the top of the class.
他们所有的人呢，都就升到了他们班级的最顶端。
How did they get there?
怎么样达到那里的？
God gave them extra wisdom, gave them extra understanding.
神呢赐给他们的额外的智慧，额外的理解能力。
He even gave them knowledge, verse 16, and skill in literature.
因为他们甚至说呢，第十七节说呢，在各样的学问智慧上给他们聪明知识。
I think it's amazing. I wouldn't have wanted to read that stuff.
因为就是说，我认为这是非常的，就是说是神奇，因为我做梦都想得到。
What do you think he knew about their literature?
你认为他们对他们的学问理解多少呢
？I think when they read it, they said, you know, this is interesting. We can show how wrong this stuff is. Other people read it to think it was good. They read it to prove that it was wrong.
有人呢，当他们读他们的那些文学的时候，他说这个非常有意思。有意思呢，你看呢，我们要了解他们的这些文学，然后要知道他们是多么的错。我要告诉其他的人，他们的这些东西错得多离谱。
Verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in his realm.
第二十节说的王询问他们一切事，就像他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
I think that's wonderful.
我说这个很奇妙。
When was the last time you heard of the student who was 10 times smarter than his professor?
你上次听到一个就是说学生比他的教授要聪明十倍的是什么时候？
That doesn't happen very often in universities.
这个在大学里并不是经常发生的事。
Does God ever do miracles in university?
神呢有没有在大学里行过神迹呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是。
And Norma will tell you about the miracles that happened to her when she was in university.
Norma 会告诉你，就是说当她上大学的时候，在她身上发生的神迹。
And I will tell you about the miracles that happened to me when I was in university.
我也会告诉你，当我上大学的时候，在我身上发生的神迹。
And we'll both say it certainly wasn't like Moses and Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, but they were miracles nevertheless.
因为我们不会说呢，这个比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、撒尼亚那样的神迹去做对比，当然对我们来说肯定是神迹。
God cares about university students.
神呢关心大学的学生。
And he will help people, humble people, ordinary people, even slow people like me. He'll help you at university.
他会去帮助人，帮助普通的人，就像这像我这样学得很慢的人，他会帮助在大学的学生。
And I guess one of the reasons why I followed the Lord in my life is because of the miracles that He did for me when I was just a university student.
所以就是我猜呢，如果我一直跟着主的原因，其中一个原因就是说呢，就是他神呢在我们的就是说是人生里行了很多神迹，甚至当我上大学的时候。
Verse 21, thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
第一节到居鲁士王第一年，但以理还在。
What happened to Daniel's brothers and sisters?
所以但以理的弟兄姊妹们怎么样了？
They were killed.
他们被杀了。
What happened to Daniel?
但以理身上发生什么呢？
Well, he carried on till the first year of the king of Cyrus.
他呢一直坚持到居鲁士王的第一年。
Totally different life than his brothers had.
对他的就是跟他的那个就是兄弟有的完全不同的人生。
What might have happened if Daniel had stayed in Jerusalem?
如果呢就是但以理呢他留在耶路撒冷会发生什么？
Well, he might even have become king.
有可能成为王。
Probably would have become one of the ministers of the cabinet.
有可能呢，这大很有可能成为内阁的成员之一。
He could have ruled the whole land of Israel.
他可以一起统治整个以色列国家。
What did he get instead?
他们说，取而代之，他得到什么？
You keep reading the book and you find out that he ruled the whole land of Babylon.
那他就是一直去学习，一直读书，然后呢，发现呢，他呢去统治整个的巴比伦。
And then he ended up ruling the whole land of Persia.
然后呢，最终呢，他呢统治了整个的波斯帝国。
So he's the man who was born to be king, if you like, of Israel.
所以呢，就是如果你可以这么去想，他这个人出生来呢，生来就是做王的，做以色列王的。
And said the Lord made him emperor.Of the world on two different occasions.
所以呢，取而代之主呢，把他呢变成了就是整个世界的帝王，在两种不同的情况下。
How many people can you name who were emperor of two completely different world empires?
你可以列出几个人的名字，就是一个人呢？他成了两个完全不同的帝国的皇帝。
Nobody else in world history ever got to be second in command for one empire and second in command for a totally different empire.
所以呢，在世界上没有任何一个人，他在这个国家呢，他是第二位的。然后呢，在另外一个完全不同的国家呢，他又是二号人物。
How did he ever get there?
他怎么达到那一步的呢？
Because he said, I will not defile myself with the portion of the king's meat or with the portion of the king's drink. I am not to drink that. I am not to eat that. I will not do that.
原因是呢，就是说，他说呢，我不会玷污自己，通过吃那个王的食物和王的酒，我一滴都不沾，我一口都不吃，我不会到那里。
The question has often been asked, how did Daniel get to stand before the lions and survive?
所以呢，这个问题总是这样的。那么说呢，但以你呢，怎么可能站在那个狮子坑里，站在狮子面前还活着呢？
Because as a university student, he stood up against the he stood up against the food that the king had offered him. He said, "I won't eat your food." And
因为他作为一个学生时候呢，他站在那个你们讲上王面前的时候，我不吃你们的食物。
He said, "Lord, I won't eat that food."
因为他说主要我要吃那样的食物。
And so the Lord said, "Lions don't eat Daniel."
因为主说那狮子别吃丹尼里。
How did the greatness of Daniel get to be so great?
所以那就是丹尼里怎么可以变得如此的伟大呢
？He started with the simple. And he said, "I'm going to obey God in the simple." He told me not to eat that kind of food. He told me not to drink that wine. I'm going to obey him in the simple things, and he can protect me in the big things.
他说呢，我要从简单的事情开始，因为神告诉我，简单的告诉我不要吃那样的食物，不要喝那样的酒，所以我要顺服。然后呢，他从那个简单的事情开始了，然后他在那些大事件中呢，就得到神的保护。
I guess you read that story and you marvel and you say, Lord, I would like to be the kind of person who says no to the simple things as well as the big things so that you can say yes to me in the big things.
所以这个里面呢，我认为呢，我想要成为那样的人，从一种简单的事情或者大事情之间呢说不，那么说呢，在神面前的时候呢，在大事上呢，神就会接纳我。
All right, so, what was the reward that they got?
所以呢，他们得到什么样的赏赐呢？
Verse 19, then the king interviewed them, and among them was found none like Daniel.Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king.
也就是王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚，所以呢，他们在王面前侍立。
We don't know what their job was.
我们不知道他们做的工作是什么。
It might not have been great, but it was servants to the king nevertheless.
所以呢，有可能不是那种最大的，但是呢，不管怎么说呢，他们是王的仆人。
When they graduated, they didn't graduate at the to the most important job in the world, but they graduated to a pretty important job.
所以呢，当他们毕业的时候呢，毕业后并不是找到世界上最重要的工作，但是呢，他们工作的他们的工作还是非常重要的。
All right, now, frankly, when you read the whole story, you say to yourself, Nebuchadnezzar made a big mistake in not elevating them higher at this point in time. They would have been better if they had, Nebuchadnezzar would have been better off if he had honored them and promoted them higher, but they weren't in favor of that.
但是如果那就是说你去读那个但以理书，那你就会说呢，你讲尼撒犯了一个错误，他没有从一开始呢就把他们提到更高的位置上去。如果他从一开始了就把他们提到更高的位置上去的话，你不讲尼撒后的境况会更好。
Now turn in the Bible to First Corinthians.
因为你圣经翻到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter Maybe 2 Corinthians, I'm having trouble. I apologize. Just give me a moment till I find the verse.
也许是明后，他没有提前去准备，所以呢，抱歉，让他花点时间把那经文找出来。
Having trouble finding the verse, I'll quote it to you, but. The verse says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
因为他有很难找到那句经文说这个人呢种什么他就收什么。Here's
the man who in great difficulty and distress sows, plants a life of obedience to the Lord.
于这样这个人呢他在人生最艰难的时候呢他把那个就是说是顺服主的种子种下了。What
is the result?
那么结论是什么?
And the result is that he reaps the blessing of God.
因为简单什么呢？他呢就收获了神的赐福。Sometimes
after a long time, sometimes in a short time, but whatever a man sows, he will reap.
所以呢，有时候在长期，有时候在短期，不管这个人种什么，他就收什么。Be
like Daniel. Be like Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael.
所以呢，就是要像那个但以理一样，要像那个哈拿尼亚、米撒尼和亚瑟利亚那样。What
was the what was the attitude of Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael?
所以呢，就是那个哈拿尼亚、米撒亚、那亚瑟利亚他们的态度是什么？
Well, in many respects, they were pretty simple. They simply said, "Yes, Daniel, you're right."
所以呢，他们从很多方面说呢，他们简单的就对那个但以理说：“是的，但以理，你是对的。”Who
are you going to follow in life?
你在人生呢，要跟从谁呢？
And the answer is, if you know a Daniel, follow Daniel.
所以呢，答案是，如果你认识但以理，你就跟从但以理。You
follow the man, you follow the woman who's following God, and you're going in the right direction.
你就是说跟从一个人，跟从一个男人或者一个女人，他跟从神，那么说你就走在正确的方向上。And
so Paul says, "You be followers of me, even as I am of Christ."
所以呢，使徒保罗说，你们要跟从我，就像我跟从基督一样。So
I think if I were Hananiah, Azariah, or Mishael, I'd thank the Lord for being a friend of Daniel. I got to tag along on his coattails.
因为里面的时候呢，就是说是。 他说呢，我如果我是那个哈拿尼亚、米撒利和亚撒利亚，我非常高兴，我有但以理这样的朋友，因为我可以跟从他。And
the blessing of the Lord is upon those who are associated with the wise men and behave like the wise men of God.
所以呢，就是那个就是属神的聪明的人，他要和属神聪明人在一起，这样呢，他们会成为属神的聪明人。
All right, well, that's story number one in the book of Daniel. Next week, we'll get into chapter two and the second story.
这是但以理书的第一章的第一个故事。下个星期呢，我们会学习但以理书的第二个故事，在第二章里。
Lord, we want to thank you for the wonderful truths of God.
主啊，我们要感谢您的神的奇妙的真理。
And we thank you that in spite of the great difficulties of life, you are still the faithful and the gracious and the merciful God.
我们非常感恩，但是就算我们的人生的情况呢如此艰难，那您呢仍然是那一个非常的有恩典、非常有怜悯的、非常有爱的神。And
we thank you for the blessings that you were beginning to bring upon Daniel and his three friends.
所以我们感谢您呢，就是您开始呢赐给但以理和他三个朋友们的福气。
Lord, help us to stand up for truth in our day in spite of some of the apparent costs.
最主要就是说是帮助我们在我们这样的就是情况下呢，我们能够站得住，就尽管的情况呢不好。So
we give thanks now, and we seek your blessing.
所以我们现在献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。Help
each one of us to be like these, we pray.
所以呢，帮助我们每个人呢，像这些人一样，我们祷告。And
we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.